Good afternoon, James Tao again here with a look at your Friday afternoon market action. The ASX 200 continued to fade from its levels at lunch, closing near the lows of the day. The benchmark index down about 25 points or a third of 1%, closing at 7,392. Today's loss also meant that the ASX 200 finished the week down by around 2 points, or just a little bit less than 2 points. So a small decline there, but still the month of July fairly positive, a 1.1% improvement for the ASX 200. Well, today we did see certainly a large number of sectors in negative territory: energy, health, and also technology, certainly some of the larger decliners. We also saw materials going from positive to negative. That certainly weighed on the broader market performance. Fortescue Metals, one of the worst there among the big names, down more than 5% today. Elsewhere, the winners, certainly not as many of those, were mostly among the industrials. Property stocks had a fairly strong session, and financials more or less flat for the day. If we have a look at some of the big losers, well, one of the worst on the market today, on the ASX 200 anyway, was Origin Energy. Came out with an update this morning, $2.2 billion impairment or non-cash charge to its full-year financial results for FY21. Guidance also somewhat reduced for the year ahead, particularly for its energy market. So that impacted its share price. The company, one of the worst, as we mentioned, on the ASX 200. Not as bad as Redbubble, though. The online marketplace seeing its price falling around 11%. Elsewhere, outside of that top 200 space, we had the likes of Marley Spoon down quite sharply, down 21.5%. It released a quarterly update after market yesterday. It did note some headwinds in its US operations impacting its business. So quite a sharp decline for Marley Spoon, the meal kit provider. Elsewhere, Sezzle, the buy now, pay later provider, also down about 11%, announcing some quarterly activity numbers this morning. Elsewhere, we had a slight improvement for NAB, the major lender, the best of the big four banks, up around 0.6%, announcing this morning it is looking to conduct a $2.5 billion share buyback with investors. At the moment, the Aussie dollar now buys 73.8 US cents.